Tomorrow is senior day for the Creighton basketball team as they take on number 5 Marquette. Another opportunity at a top 5 team. And opportunity to maybe get to the second spot. Now, they're going to have to win out, and then Marquette would have to lose one more time, at least one more time. That probably more than like, well, would have to be against UConn in order for the Jays to take the number 2 seed. But you've got Ryan Kalkbrenner. And Nick, if you could look that up, I put it in the other day under my number, or just look up K-A-L-K, Kalk. Kalk.
K-A-L-K. He said Kalk.
I said Kalk. I asked him point blank. You got Kalkbrenner. You have now Trey technically is not a senior. Trey is not a senior. He is a junior.
And he will not be participating.
No.
No. Neither will Steve
Baylor
Ashworth.
Baylor will. Because Shire. Baylor is done.
Yeah. Ashworth will not be.
Steven Ashworth is not, even though he is a senior.
So that kind of gives away something.
But he does. I think he's probably just leaving his option open, my guess is. You know? That would be my guess.
Mm-hmm.
But here's but Ryan Kalkbrenner could use his senior, his COVID year as well, if he so chose. So I asked him after the game on Wednesday night.
$1 million question.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Is Saturday your last game on this floor?
You know, I haven't thought past. You know, I haven't really even thought past this game, to be honest with you.
Okay.
You know, I'm lucky enough to have people in my life who, like, keep me grounded, keep me, like, in this place. So I've been trying my best this year to stay present and take it all in because I know how special of a place this is. Like, I know I might not ever have it as good as I have it here with the fans, with the people, and with all that. So I've just been trying to soak it in.
That kind of sounds like the answer of someone who has thought about it and this is coming to an end.
But, I mean, it's a great answer. Because it's non-committal,
100%.
But it does give off a vibe of
this is it
that I could be coming back too.
Oh, interesting. Because I definitely
think it'd be both.
And this I have no insight into.
No, I'm not saying I do either.
But so I hear that and I think that sounds. It's mainly the back half of the answer where he says I've taken it all in. You know,
sure.
There's a little Andy Bernard. You know, best time of your life energy a little bit towards the end of that answer.
Wow, I'm
going
to tell him that next time I see him.
Does he get that reference, do you think, or is he too young?
Andy Bernard? I don't know. Probably not.
It's The Office.
I don't know if he watches The Office.
How old is he?
Kalkbrenner? Probably 21.
22, I think.
I'm sure he's aware of The Office.
Okay, I don't know. You know, I'm trying to think of when I was 22, what the equivalent would have been like Cheers. I didn't watch Cheers until I was in my 30s. So anyway, Cheers? Though, I heard that as... that sounds like someone who knows that his time with Creighton is coming to an end. But I understand why you could view it the other way, too. I understand that perspective as well.
Will they play Tyler Kolek? We don't know. He strained his oblique on Wednesday night in the win over Providence.
Mm-hmm.
And that certainly is a painful injury, especially when you are as adept a passer as he is, especially throwing across his body. That is an injury that I kind of equate it to almost like a high ankle sprain. It's not debilitating, but it's just very nagging and can be long, and sometimes you need a little extra time to let it heal. I'll say this. My guess earlier this week was he wasn't going to play, but he's a tough kid, and he's played through other things before.
Let me ask you this.
It would not shock me if he gave it a go on Saturday.
And if this is idiotic, feel free to tell me. Given all the weird noise that surrounded him this week, does that make him more or less likely to play? Does that matter?
Oh, you mean the weirdness of the...
He can't read?
I mean, he's been dealing with that all year.
I know, but it seems like it's ramped up this week given his the person at the university responded on Twitter.
I don't think so.
Am I reading too much into things?
Yeah, I don't think that bothers him in the least.
Unlike him. Wow, can you believe this? Gen Z
is what some people are saying to him.
Man, Nick.
I don't think that's weighing into any of this. Now the question is, you know, how important is it to be the 2 seed? I mean, Marquette right now is trying to stay in that.
Which one is best for us, Josh?
2 seed would be nice, Nick. We'd be off a little early.
Oh, cool. Two seed. Let's go.
Let's go, Jays.
I'm talking Marquette here.
Boo.
And I'm not talking two seed in the conference term. I'm talking NCAA tournament.
We already have that day off.
I'm saying for Marquette, that's the big picture right now because they're not going to win the regular season. How badly do they want to win the conference tournament? They won it last year. Last year was a little disappointing because they didn't go as far in the NCAA as they wanted. How much of this is going to weigh on their mind? Because Kolick has to be healthy to make a deep run in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
it's like, does tomorrow matter as much when you got you know, important weeks to come in the college basketball playoff?
Yes.
It's a good question. And it's funny, too, because we've been talking about this a lot, given what happened last night with Nebraska playing Ohio State and how we learned right before that game that they were going to be without somebody. And, interesting.
So we'll see. But coverage tomorrow begins at noon, tip-off 1:30, senior day. And as always, we will bring you the senior day speeches, however many there are.
And if they're actually their last speech ever.
I mean, keep in mind, Grant Gibbs gave a speech
twice. And then he came back. That's true. Yeah, yeah. He got to give another speech.
And I think Baylor gave a speech last year.
Like, you should only get one speech.
He's getting a second one.
One speech only, says Nick Grimm.
I feel like it's more impactful that way anyway. Mm.
A lot of famous people, Nick, gave multiple speeches.
Yes, they did, Josh. And were they all good people?
Many of them were.
President B has his big speech coming up, right?
Is that coming up?
That already happened. Minnesota! I have no idea. I don't know what's going on. For some reason, I thought people were saying it was coming. Didn't he already do the State of the Union? I don't know.
No, there hasn't been a State of the Union.
Okay, good. I was going to say, I didn't think there had been a State of the Union.
No, there hasn't been a State of the Union. Is it usually this late?
It's March. Okay, yeah, it's going to happen soon. Okay, good.
Teach Donald Trump a valuable lesson.
All right.
Don't mess with the minimum wage.
Oh, wait, never mind. No, he did it.
He did?
Wow, when was it?
Oh, my gosh.
I have no idea.
I thought you were of politics. I rely on you for these things.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't watch State of the Union. Never mind. No, it's next Wednesday.
Oh,
I knew it. See, I was right.
Nice.
Ultimately, we got back to me being correct.
State of the Union.
So there
boy.
You go.
Kids,
all of that
to say.
This
is why you shouldn't watch the MSNBC like Josh does.
Don't you dare. He's given multiple speeches.
Minnesota!
There you go.
He has given multiple speeches.
On one side.
Kent Wolgamott's going to speak to us. But not give us a speech.
One more tweet. Alan says, Spin Zone, talking about Kolick. If he can't read, he can't see the hate on Twitter. Stay focused.
Fair. That's fair.
What a great point.
It's like that Simpsons meme.
Read.
If those kids could read, they'd be upset at you right now.
I don't know that meme, but that's a funny joke.
It's a really funny
Simpsons
joke.
Simpsons did it.
He can read.
Okay.
Kent Wolgamott, the Movie Club, Licorice Pizza, next on 1620 The Zone.